New Country Z100, good morning. Kent and the Country Morning Show, and time for the Bachelorette Update, the second most unrealistic reality show on TV. My wife, as always, joins me right now. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Hey, before we get into this, that was an awesome dinner last night.
Oh, thank you.
Homemade chicken and dumplings, homemade mashed potatoes. Oh, my stars.
You did a lot of the work, too.
Well, I'll gladly do any work you need. And I made some sweet corn, but all I had to do was put the corn in the pot and boil the water. After that, we're sitting in a coma there on the couch.
Right.
Watching this television program. And JoJo, sometimes JoJo makes me mad, Joy.
You know I got mad at her last night.
Yeah.
She has a really bad judge of character sometimes. Like, it's frustrating to me.
She sent Alex home last night, and I thought that was a good choice on her part. She didn't even wait. She just sent him home.
After the last rose ceremony, when he wasn't very grateful for getting his rose, I was ready for him to go home.
The next was another one-on-one date with a guy who I've always thought is the front runner here, and that is Jordan Rogers. What'd you think about the date with Jordan Rogers?
Well, first of all, let's cover them drinking the grapes
yeah.
that they stomped with their own two feet.
They went on a date to a really secluded winery. I don't even know what country they're in. It's like Spain or Argentina or something like that. And so they stomped the grapes. And now you and I, we've grown up with the grape stomp over at Heron Festa. Let me tell you something. There's no way I would drink the juice out of that tub. You know what I mean?
No. No.
These people, they're stomping on grapes with their feet. And they take the juice, they just stomp, they put the wine glass in this vat of stuff. They've just stomped, and they're drinking it, Joy.
I know. That's bad.
Do they not know? I mean, they're drinking toe jam. Toe jam. Goodness. I think she's kind of starstruck with Jordan. I don't know. That was just my thoughts.
Yeah, that's what I said. It seems like he's the one running the date.
Uh-huh.
Like, he seems more like the bachelor. You know, and she's like one of the bachelor or one of the girls, you know, following him around. She's definitely enamored with him.
We'll see how far that goes. The next deal we had to do, they had to kind of move a group date indoors into like a penthouse suite in a hotel with James Taylor, with Chase, and with Robbie.
I do not like him. I do not like cocky people like that. And he is very overly confident.
Mm-hmm.
And what he thinks they have. And maybe that's, you know, maybe they do have something. Obviously, you know, he ended up getting the rose that day. And I felt like she had great conversation with Chase and with James Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously they had something.
And so the person that I want to give this to tonight is just to somebody who I know right now. I want to meet their family and that I'm ready to do that. So, Robbie, you accept this rose?
Of course.
No! No! That's the wrong choice!
Ah! Wrong choice. Wrong choice after wrong choice.
And then we go on to one final one-on-one date, and it is with a guy who's kind of quiet. And this is Iraqi war veteran Luke, and he is another Texas gentleman.
Yeah, I like Luke. I think he is a little quiet, and it's taken me a while to kind of try to figure him out, but he's intelligent and he's romantic, and I think that there are definitely sparks between them.
So we get to the final rose ceremony. There was no party before the final rose ceremony. There was no chance for one last word in to get to JoJo. She was set to make her decision, and at the end of the deal, here is what happened.
I'm so sorry.
You know, I gave you all.
I know you did. You've touched my heart in so many ways, and I'm so lucky that I got to meet somebody like you, because you have made me a better person.
I miss you too.
And I really want you to find the perfect girl and somebody that's going to treat you the way that you treat anybody that comes into your life.
I want to find that too.
James Taylor.
No!
James Taylor sent home last night. He's a fun guy. He's a good guy. And so the good guy gets sent home. Oh, devastating, Joy.
Yes, that was another bad choice on her part. Bad choice.
It got down to between Chase and James Taylor. And then, you know, you kind of like Chase.
Well, that's the thing. I wouldn't want her to send Chase home. I'd want her to send Robbie home.
Uh-huh. I know.
But he already had a rose. I know. It doesn't go that way. But Robbie or Jordan should have gone.
Well, as they say, Chase is on the case. That's a children's program called Paw Patrol, but that is the truth right there. So it's a Bachelorette update. Next week, we'll see what happens on the second most unrealistic reality show on TV. Joy, my love, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you, too.